FedEx leading the Lakers 35-32, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips with a long two, no good, but we have a whistle as it goes out of bounds, and it will be Laker ball as they trail by 3 points, less than six to play, 35-32. FedEx with 5 turnovers on the night, Lakers with 15. 8 of those coming in the third and so far the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Brent Wisner gets the inbound. Trap defense and press coming from FedEx. Drew Schuller over to Smith. Triple team coming over to left wing to Wisner. Into the corner to Pasek. Double team coming there. Back up to Schuller, top of the key. Wisner, left wing. One dribble, swings over to Seth Bowles, right block. Fade away, pulls up, no good. Rebound his own self, puts it in, and it's in. Seth Bowles with 4 points. And it's a one-point ball game, 35-34. FedEx still leading by one. 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Martin Messing against Brennan Wisner, top of the key. Now going to his right. Retreats as Clark Brady's screen unused. Brent Jurgis, right wing to Austin Affer. Brennan Jurgis, right wing again. Back to Ryan Hileski. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Martin Messing resets the offense. 35-34, FedEx by a mere point. Ryan Hileski, left wing, dribbles into the free throw line, gets it back out to Clark Brady. Brennan Jurgis into the corner to Martin Messing. Dribbles out for the long three, and he nails it. Martin Messing with 9 points, his first three of the night. 4-point lead for Hatchets, 38-34. 4.5 to play. Seth Bowles at the top of the key. Brennan Wisner for the long NBA three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Martin Messing. One and done for the Lakers on that run. And here comes the Hatchets, slowing things down. 4:20 left in regulation. 38-34. Left wing, Ryan Hileski being guarded by Drew Schuller. Back up to Clark Brady. To the right wing, Jurgis. And a little miscommunication, and Jurgis throws it right out of bounds against the center block wall. Sixth turnover for the Hatchets.
He zigged when he should have zagged. You know, both teams have been patient the whole game, but it was kind of like the last exchange, though. The Hatchets really worked the ball. And, of course, that was the first option quick-hitting offense for the Lakers on the last opportunity. Let's see what the Lakers are going to do this time.
Jurgis sits down, replaced by Joe Messing. Lakers skip pass to the right wing, breaks the press. Seth Bowles for the jump shot from just above the right block is in for 2 points. Seth Bowles with 6, all coming in the second half. Two-point game, 38-36. FedEx by 2 points.
Pretty quick possession, but that was a great opportunity shot, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
Errant pass by the Hatchets.
And another turnover, the second of the fourth quarter, fourth of the second half, 4-7. We're going to say there's a loose ball right in front of the Laker bench, and they're going to say it was last touched by Martin Messing as he's going out of bounds, so it'll be Laker ball right in front of the water cooler. 3:39 left in the fourth quarter. 38-36. FedEx leading by 2 points. Lakers led as many by 7. 15-8 in the second quarter, 7:20. Maddox's largest lead came in the third quarter with 2:40 left as they led 29-24. It was 19-17 Lakers at half, 31-31 at the end of the third quarter. Drew Schuller to left wing, into the corner to Smith. Gives it back to Siegfried, right elbow, down to the right block, and dribbles it all the way out. Nothing there, back to Brennan Wisner, right wing. Going against Leski, down to the baseline. Clark Brady meets him as well. Skip pass to opposite block to Schuller, left wing. Three, no good. Rebound, Ryan Hileski. Hatchets retains their lead. 38-36, 3:10 left in the fourth. Martin Messing, top of the key. Hileski, right wing. Lakers now showing a bit of a trap. Hileski's runner, no good on the baseline. Rebounded, though, by Joe Messing to keep the possession alive. He goes down the baseline, can't get that to fall. Rebound, Drew Schuller. Pushing the tempo up the court. Brennan Wisner can't bring in the pass, and it's turnover. And that is the 16th of the night for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
We are at 2:48 left in this ball game, Clark. And I'm not seeing either team break. It's been a really good game, a great preview for the districts that's going to be at Lakers.
38-36, FedEx by 2 points. FedEx with 7 turnovers, Lakers with 16. To the right wing, Brennan Jurgis, newly checked in, replaced Joe Messing. Back to Brennan Jurgis, thought about taking the three, does not. Clark Brady will instead at the top of the key, and he nails it. There's a dagger, And he has 14, his second three of the night, as well as four field goals to go on top of that. 41-36 ties their largest lead with 2:18 left in the fourth. Drew Schuller to Seth Bowles to the right block, extended to Smith. Skip pass back out to Schuller into the corner. Nick Siegfried back to Schuller. One dribble all the way down to left block, and he is tipped away. Rebound, Brennan Jurgis. Things starting to go the Bad Axe way. 41-36. We're at the two-minute warning.
I think Coach Krug wants him wants his head just to go ahead and slow things down.
And we have a whistle as Brennan Wisner is calling with the reach in. That's his first foul of the night, and just the third team foul for the Lakers. So inbound right in front of us at midcourt is Clark Brady of the Bad Axe Hatchets. Academic All-State scholar. Just six of those in Class C, 32 in the entire state. Clark Brady is one of them.
That is quite an honor, isn't it?
Very high honor. We can get to his accolades. We'll read his entire list of accolades after the game. Very impressive. Quite the honor indeed. Martin Messing dribbles all the way down to the baseline, tries to go for the shot. Looks like he's fouled on the floor, though. And the foul's against number four, Brennan Wisner's second quick foul. Clark Brady inbound. We have a full timeout called by Mark Krug and the Hatchets as they lead 41-36 with 1:44 left in the fourth quarter.
You know, Amber, I never know what to get Walt for Valentine's Day. What do you get a guy for a cutesy, lovey-dovey holiday like that?
Well, Laura, I don't know about Walt, but I'm sure my Steve will be excited with the new phone I got him.
A new phone? I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked him up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. It was a great deal, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one. But I went with a red case for them, and those and the pink ones are 25% off now through Valentine's Day. You can even get a 256-gig memory card free with the mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That sounds a lot better than what I was going to get, Walt. He would have looked really cute in that Cupid costume, though.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present he'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
.44 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe inbounds underneath their own hoop, leading 41-36 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Brennan Wisner nearly gets the steal, but Clark Brady bails him out. Martin Messing at top of the key gets a screen from Austin Affer. Back over to the right side, screen from Clark Brady. Tries to dive down the lane, and it is out of bounds. Laker ball. Eighth turnover for Bad Axe tonight. Gives the ball back to the Lakers, trailing by five with just 90 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Out there for Lakers right now, inbounding will be Troy Chappell, the sophomore. Brennan Wisner, junior. Pasek, he's a sophomore. Seth Bowles, senior. And Braden Smith, also a junior. Wisner bringing the ball up for Lakers. Tipped by Ryan Hileski.
Ryan Wisner wanted a call.
Ryan Hileski wanted the over.
He just got one.
Back, and he did get the call as he's called for the foul. That was a true foul, I will say that. He can't believe it. He's been watching too much NBA. His first, team's third. Troy Chappell of Lakers will inbound at midcourt. 1:16 left in the fourth, 41-36. Bad Axe by five, Lakers inbounding.
Huge possession for the Lakers.
Chappell. And we have a whistle, and this is another quick foul against Ryan Hileski. It'll be a block. His second, team's fourth. Same deal. Brennan Wisner will now inbound with 1:13 left in the fourth.
Of course, Chappell's in there for the tray, and he's in the corner in a nice spot right now.
Wisner needs to get it in quickly. Skip pass all the way to left wing. Smith down to Pasek at the left block, turns, puts it up, no good. Rebound Clark Brady. Lead by five with 1:05 left in the fourth. 41-36, Martin Messing and the Hatchets across midcourt.
Last minute of play.
To the left wing. To the right wing, dribbling all the way there is Martin Messing. To Ryan Hileski now playing keep away, and Brennan Wisner goes in for the foul. That's his third.